Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
New York City has delivered its sharpest rebuke yet to the state's plan to allow some natural gas drilling upstate. Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. A rebuke by a report by the City Department of Environmental Protection finds natural gas drilling and exploration are incompatible with safe drinking water in New York City, and that the drilling poses unacceptable risks for more than 9 million city residents, and that the drilling would create a substantial risk of chemical contamination. Joining me to discuss this report is Stephen Lawitz. He's the acting commissioner of the City Department of Environmental Protection. Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner, this is pretty strong language. Why?
We're very concerned about the effects that natural gas drilling would have on the quality of water that gets delivered not only to nearly 8.5 million people in the city, but another 1 million residents upstate in the suburban counties to the north of New York City. Fully half of New York State's population would be affected and at risk by natural gas drilling in the watershed.
So can you explain how the so-called hydrofracking process works and why it would endanger the water supply?
The hydrofracturing or hydrofracking process involves injecting high quantities of water that contain chemicals in order to break up the rock hundreds of feet below the surface and free the natural gas from the shale deposits below. In order to exploit the gas that lies under the New York City watershed, we could see as many as 6,000 wells, 7 million truck trips, and a million tons of chemicals being injected into the ground and the groundwater below the New York City watershed. In addition, we know from analysis that our consultants have done and the experience of other water systems where hydrofracking is already taking place, that there is the potential for gas and contaminants to go through faults that already lie under the watershed, and there's the possibility of those chemicals entering our underground infrastructure, our tunnels and our aqueducts, to further contaminate the water. The other risk is in the area of the infrastructure itself. We have tunnels hundreds of feet below the ground that deliver a billion gallons of water a day to the 9 million customers, and the drilling could put that infrastructure at risk. We know that several times a year, just within the city, contractors working in the streets sometimes drill into our water mains or into our sewers, and those lie only a few feet below the ground. The risk of something happening to an aqueduct hundreds of feet below the ground, we feel, is much greater.
Now, when you talk about the chemicals that are being, you know, shot into the ground, what are we talking about?
It's a mixture of chemicals, and one of the problems is that the companies that perform this hydrofracking have proprietary mixes of chemicals, and they're not required to disclose the exact types of chemicals or their combinations. But we do know from our research, it runs a full range from something as benign as food-grade additives to toxins like benzene. And it's those chemicals that could be toxic, could contaminate the water, that we're concerned about. We have spent, in the last 12 years, over $1 billion protecting the watershed to avoid having to filter the watershed. We've spent, or will have spent, almost $800 million just buying up land to keep it pristine. We feel the industrialization and the injection of a million tons of chemicals is going 180 degrees in the opposite direction of everything that we've tried to achieve over the last 12 years with our watershed protection program.
My guest is Stephen Lawitz. He's the acting commissioner of the City Department of Environmental Protection. I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. If you have a question or comment about the proposed natural gas drilling in upstate New York, call us at 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Now, are you opposed to all natural gas drilling or only that which lies in or near the watershed?
Based on the existing science technology, we're certainly opposed to any gas drilling under or near the watershed. In terms of outside the watershed, to the extent that it doesn't put our tunnels and aqueducts at risk, it's really you have to take into consideration the individual characteristics of each smaller watershed that lies beyond the New York City watershed. There may be instances where it's acceptable. There may be instances where the risk of contamination is lower than we feel it would be in New York City, but that's something that has to be evaluated on an individual basis, which is also something we're recommending that the state look at, individual site-specific conditions.
Now, you know, for at least 18 months, the state has sort of been saying, you know, we're going to be looking into this, we're going to be, you know, rigorously examining the dangers. How is it that you have come to such a different conclusion than the state about the safety of drilling in or near the watershed?
I think that the state's evaluation is seriously deficient. That's part of what we have been saying going back most of those 18 months when the state first proposed to conduct this environmental impact statement well over a year ago, and they informed the public what the scope of that analysis would be. We sent a letter to the state identifying 55 specific areas of deficiencies, areas that the state hadn't proposed to cover in their analysis, but that we felt were critical to cover. Many of the points that I just made so far about industrialization and chemical contamination and providing sufficient buffers around critical infrastructure. Despite our identifying those 55 specific deficiencies, the state did incorporate some of them into their draft environmental impact statement, but not nearly enough.
How do you account for this? I mean, doesn't the state also care about the residents of New York City?
I assume they do. They should, certainly. And it's ironic in that the state is also our partner in all of the watershed protection programs that I spoke of that we've been conducting for the last 12 years at a cost of well over $1 billion in order to keep the watershed pristine and rural. And so we're dumbfounded that the state, on the one hand, has been a partner in this multi-decade effort to keep the watershed pristine, yet on the other hand is advocating the industrialization, the 7 million truck trips, the 6,000 wells, and the million tons of chemicals.
Is this because the state is under such pressure from upstate economies to, you know, develop jobs upstate? And, you know, perhaps, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. Is there a legitimate scientific difference, or is it, you know, something else that they're sort of not looking at what you're seeing?
They're certainly sensitive to the potential for economic development, and in a lot of the communities where the Marcellus gas shale exists, there's a potential for significant economic development. And while we're sensitive to the economic needs of our upstate partners, we feel that can in no way outweigh the need to protect a world-class water supply that serves 9 million people.
Governor Patterson said yesterday in response to your report that he will take into account your concerns and that he won't approve any plan that he doesn't believe is safe. Does that allay your concerns?
We will be allayed when we see what the product of his review is. We're asking the state to withdraw its environmental impact statement and do a complete relook and reissuance of it, addressing the serious deficiencies that we identified in a letter that we sent to them yesterday. And only 6% of the entire Marcellus gas shale area in New York State lies under the New York City watershed. And what we're saying is stay away from that 6% of the Marcellus gas shale deposits. And that 6%, it has, needs to be weighed against pure drinking water for 50% of the state's population. You take the other 94% and subject that to a rigorous environmental review, and then if it seems prudent, allow gas drilling there, as I said, subject to evaluating the concerns of individual water supplies throughout the state. But we feel that the risks are just too high in the New York City watershed, that we need the state to come back and prove to us that hydrofracking poses no risk, rather than the attitude that they've taken, which is to put the burden of proof on us that there is a risk.
But you say that you've been saying that there have been deficiencies from the get-go. So why would now the state, you know, change its course of action?
Well, just since we announced our study yesterday and released our letter to the state, we have had an outpouring of interest from environmental groups, from others, and we're hoping that the state listens not only to us, but to the many, many other stakeholders who have been outraged about the potential for contamination of the water supply.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC AM 820 and 93.9 FM. My guest is Stephen Lawitz. He's the Acting Commissioner of the City Department of Environmental Protection. We're going to take some calls for him now at 212-433-9692. Susie from the Village. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, hi.
Yeah. I had a question for you about liability. Why would they not be liable for any contamination? It seems to me that if they were faced with the liability for contaminating a water supply for 8 million people, they might just back away.
Right. Well, there's a financial cost, certainly, and we said in the last few days and in the many months before that if we had to filter the water, which we've been successful at avoiding because we've been able to keep the watershed pristine, it would be a cost of $750 million a year forever, and that's like a 30% increase on today's water rates. But it's not.
And can I just add that didn't water rates just go up?
Yes. But it's not about the money, and as staggering as that amount of money is, there's no amount of monetary protection that we feel is adequate here. It's just the risk to water quality. You can't put a price on that.
Thanks for your call, Susie. Lynn from Queens. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hi.
Not only am from Queens, but amazingly enough, I have a house right in the area where the drilling is going on in Pennsylvania. This is north of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I'm going to tell you that it's not a risk, it's a certainty that there will be water contamination because it's happening up there. And it just really mustn't go through. It mustn't be allowed. It's extremely important to stop it. And I'm glad I'm hearing more about it now.
Thank you. That's a very good point. It's one that we made yesterday when we announced this study that we've been talking about risks to the New York City watershed, and part of that evaluation is the work that our scientific experts did. Part of it is that we know the actual experience of people, particularly in Pennsylvania, where this drilling has taken place and where there have been well-documented and well-publicized effects on individual wells and quality of water.
Thanks for your call, Lynn. Tim from Tribeca. Hi, you're on WNYC.
I think drilling in the watershed is probably a really bad idea. However, I think it's your journalistic responsibility to have another voice here. And we'll take it as a given industry can't be trusted, but aren't there some responsible academics we could bring in to verify some of this information? For instance, the statement about benzene. The implication was that it's being added to fluid pumped into the ground, and I think that's highly improbable because it's illegal for most industrial uses.
But our research disclosed that, in fact, benzene is one of the chemicals that's used in the hydrofracking process.
I find that hard to believe, that it's illegal to add it to anything you're using in industry, with very few exceptions. That's a claim that I would doubt.
Tim, what's your line of work?
I do metalwork. I'm an artist and a fabricator.
All right, Stephen Lawitz, any comments about why the use of benzene is legal in the hydrofracking process where it's not legal elsewhere?
Well, that statement only heightens our concerns that if there are legal limits on the use of benzene, it's all the more concerned that that would be one of the chemicals that would be injected underground and possibly flowing up into our water.
All right, that sounds like a good segment for a follow-up Friday, although perhaps not tomorrow Friday, which is Christmas Day, but we'll get to that soon. Thanks, Tim, for your call. Thanks to everyone who called, and thank you so much to Stephen Lawitz, the acting commissioner of the City Department of Environmental Protection, for joining us today to talk about this important subject.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
And to you. When we come back, we are family, or are we?